Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
Folks, welcome to Racer Radio, the only motorsports show in this town. And I want to thank San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection for all of their assistance. 6622 University Avenue, San Diego, 919-2115. Go to stcarb.com for all your carburation and automotive needs. This is FM 98.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Well, have I got a special guest in the house? Mini Dwarf Masters and Champion 2019, Jaden Medina. How you doing, Jaden?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, so pretty excited about winning the championship?
Yes.
And then you caught cold.
Yep.
Talked about pressure. So talk to us a little bit about the Mini Dwarf Masters. Now, that's a little bit different than just the Mini Dwarf Series, because I think there's the little guys.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
The Sportsman Series is the little guys.
Uh-huh.
And then you can move up to a junior sprint. We're working on buying one right now.
Are you? Okay. Mm-hmm. And have you been in, how old are you when you started?
I was about 10 years old when I started. And then my first year at Barona, I was about 11.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then how old are you today?
I'm 13 years old.
Okay. So just been trucking right along. You know, I don't want you to brag on yourself, but if you don't, you'll never make it. Do you think it's natural talent? Or did you have, like, mom and dad giving you tips or some of the guys at the tracks? How do you think you learned to drive as well as you do?
Well, for a while there, my dad was helping me out for, like, a year at my house. We have a little track going on.
Uh-huh.
We practiced, and, yeah, he taught me.
Is it a circle track?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a circle track.
Yeah. How big a circle track, Dad?
I don't know. It's a smaller track. It's probably about maybe, 600 yards round.
Oh, okay.
Total.
So it's just enough to kind of get a feel of slipping and sliding. And
yeah, it's all about the drifting.
Yeah,
That's the main thing. Straightaways, they know what to do. They just put the pedal down.
Yeah, that's the easy part. So you knocked out the championship last year.
Yep, first championship.
Pretty excited?
Yes.
Have you gotten over it? No. Because, you know, once you win it up, now we got to go to the next race, right? Yeah.
Yep.
What's coming up next? So what are you? So you bought a car for next year. You're not going to stay in the Dwarfs?
Well, we're probably going to do double duty. I'm going to stay in my Mini Dwarf and race a junior sprint.
Okay. Let's just put the load on. Of course, Dad's not doing anything anyway, right?
No.
Yeah. So let's keep him busy. You know, keep Dad busy. Then, you know, that's a good thing for you. Wow. That's pretty, pretty amazing. So, Dad, I would guess he's a pretty good learner.
Yeah, he's been learning a little bit. We have a GoPro that we stick on there. I think most of the racers have them on there.
And then you sit down afterwards and critique what he did and what he didn't do right.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big part of their deals. It's their hand movement with, you know, racers in front of them. There's certain techniques we try to teach these kids to keep them out of trouble and to keep them learning.
Well, and that's the key. That's the key. Even though you're young age of 13, do you do anything physical? Do you do any exercising? Do you watch your diet? You better say yes, because I'll be totally bummed if you don't.
No,
I'm only kidding. Because we never used to think about that. You know, when I was a kid, I don't even, maybe even your dad. I mean, did you exercise before you went racing?
Oh, no, it wasn't that so much. It's just the whole diet thing of it, you know, and hydrating and stuff. That was the proper thing to do back then. Of course, there's a lot more things nowadays back when I was a kid.
Right.
You know, but you had to make sure that you stayed hydrated.
Right. So you're pretty good on your diet and what you eat?
Yeah.
What you don't eat? That's probably mom, huh?
Yeah, she feeds me small portions, so.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's back in the day. It was clean your plate. You're not going outside. I don't want to eat that. Nah, you clean your plate, all of it. You know, oh my goodness, that's so terrible. So what was a highlight of last year for you, other than winning the championship? Were there any one particular race that just set all the other ones apart, like it went smooth as silk?
Well, my first race pretty much set it off, but probably my first race, yeah.
Kind of give us a rundown. How was that? How many cars in the field?
About 6 cars.
Okay. And where did you qualify? If you can remember. Did you start from the back, or were you in the middle, or are you up front?
I was in the middle.
Okay. So, and I always like having somebody ahead of me. I hate starting on the front. I'm not a pole sitter. I like getting in the back because I want to have some fun with it. I want to pass people high, low, inside. 8 wheels are better than 4, you know, all that kind of cool stuff. So how many lap race was it?
Well, there's the heat race, and it's 3 laps, and then the main is 20 laps.
Okay, so then the main lap, I'm sure you've learned to breathe because that's another problem with racing, you know, forgetting to breathe.
Because if you don't, if you get like heavy breathing, it'll fog up your mask and all that.
Or you'll pass out if you just stop breathing.
Yeah.
So you're in the mid pack. So what, did you have any kind of a strategy, or do you race as what's being thrown in front of you?
Pretty much what's thrown is in front of me.
Yeah. I hear guys say, well, my game plan is, your game plan is to start the car and stand on it. That's your game plan. Whatever else comes up in front of you, that's just opportunities. Some good, not so good. So, hey, I heard you stand, you got upside down, but it wasn't at the racetrack. It was at home. Or it was at the racetrack.
At the racetrack, yeah. So,
how'd that go?
Well, I rolled the car because one of the other racers hit into the back of me, and it was bad enough because the steering rods gave out, so it was hard to control the car. And he bumped me, and the car went over.
Gotcha. Was it a slow roll, or was it a quick one?
It went over, and then it barely tipped over, landed right side up.
So it's kind of, well, you're not old enough. I don't even know if your dad does, but we used to be a show called Laugh-In, and there was this old guy riding a little 3-wheel tricycle, and he used to just lay over on his side. And everybody used to make fun, so you probably did one of those little maneuvers, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not the end of the world. But walked away unscathed. And I think the reason I say that is because of the amount of safety equipment that you have to wear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a harness, the neck brace.
Right.
Hans device, all that good stuff.
I just finished reading a book. I don't know if you're a reader, but when I was your age, I hated to read. But now I read everything about automotive. Everything. And it's a new book called Rapid Response. And it talks about how the Hans device was developed and the positives to wearing it. Because if you wear a Hans device, I don't care what motorsport you're doing outside of maybe motorcycles, but I don't know why they couldn't do it there either. Your career will last way, way much longer because it eliminates concussions, spinal cord injuries. I can only tell you all this because I just read the book. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have known. But I think it's so important that your equipment is fresh, you know, and in tip-top shape.
Yeah.
Cool. So you got a new car.
Yep.
Are you going to work on it?
I'll help with it, yes.
Yeah, I don't know, but see, if you could pull off that arrive and drive, that's the way to fly, man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to wrench, don't have to get dirty, just come rolling in, get your Dr. Pepper, have a glass of that, jump in the race car, tell Dad, is everything good? Okay, let's go. I know, it's not going to work. I know. So what school you go to?
I go to OPMS, Olive Pierce Middle School.
Oh, where's that at?
In Ramona.
Ramona. Yeah, there's been a lot of awards coming out. I don't know what's in your water up there, but man, technicians and, you know, first robot, all these schools up there. I mean, you guys are cranking out some really sharp kids. So cool. I got a sneaky feeling you got a straight A.
Yeah, A's and B's.
Yeah, otherwise no race car.
Yep, he'll put someone else in the car.
Don't you hate that? And you never thought you would get hooked, did you? But I'm sure, are you planning on, I know you're only 13, but are you planning on staying in this industry, like engineering? Anything like that?
We just got a dwarf car, so I'm planning on staying in the car for quite a while.
Got a dwarf car. Yeah. All right. Let's see what time is it. Well, I got to take a quick break. Oh, you know what? We're going to take a break. Dirt Dude has not called back. He's probably laying on the beach someplace. So when we come back, we'll talk more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170. The Answer. All right. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, takes you better than El Cajon Ford. New or used, makes no difference. 80% of their used cars come from trade-ins. That's right. They don't go to the auction. They send to the auction. They're located at 1595 East Main Street. They're open right now. If you're looking for a good quality Ford, take a run down there. Check out their used car lineup. It's off the charts as well. And if you decide you want to purchase something and go to your service department, guess what? You can take anything you have in your garage to their service area. That's right. They'll work on every make or model. El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. Well, Dirt Dude's taking the day off. He's doing throat lozenges, I think. Long season at Barona, so, but that's cool because we've got Jaden Medina in the house, his wife Sherry, and dear old dad, and we're going to sit here and chat about it. Now, I'm looking at this flyer, and I got this really cool hat, by the way. Little Heathens? Talk to me about that. Who wants to talk to me about Little Heathens?
Well, I'll kind of start it off. We're trying to promote a racing team that will teach these little guys how to race
safely.
And the way we do it out in Barona, we buy a car for a little guy and we say, this is how the gas goes and this is how the brake goes. And okay, we're starting in 10 minutes, which it really is a shock level for some of these little guys. And they do very well at it and everything. But what we have is we have a track set up in Ramona and we have a simulator that you can get in and put your kid in a virtual reality type simulator. Right. They can feel it. It's actually moving and everything.
Sure.
Harnesses, the whole nine yards. And then we show them the flags. We show them how they work. We show them how, you know, how you have to respond to each individual flag, not just a waving rag, you know.
Sure.
And
each one means something.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're trying to, and help the parents get involved with the sport without shocking them as well. You got the one thing, a kid being out on the track, just not knowing what to do. And then you have the parents spending money that they shouldn't be spending at times, you know, so it would help them and promote, cause the track needs to have more little guys coming up. So that way that the bigger classes later
on
will fill the slots.
Right. Well, it's that feeder program. You know, you start off at, what's the earliest age at Barona?
Five.
Okay. So you start at five and then when you go the next and then the next and then the next. And just like I asked Jaden earlier, how's your grades? Oh, you know, straight A's and B's. Well, that's the reason you get kids into motorsports, by my opinion. Okay, baseball you could do, but baseball is different because if you pull your kid off a team, you hurt the whole team.
Right.
But if you pull him out of his race car because his grades are bad,
it's a good leverage tool.
You hurt him.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing because it's a great way to educate your kids, show them, and it's not just all racing. It's being responsible. It's being a fair play. It's being teamwork. It's, you know, not doing things that you shouldn't. Like if you get mad at somebody, try to take them out in a car. So you have to teach them all these lessons right along the way.
Yes.
And they're having fun.
Yes, very much.
That's the main thing.
A lot of fun.
So, and they're not, and we're not talking 80, 90 mile an hour speeds either. I mean, what are they going, 20 if they're going that?
35 could be a top speed.
And that's enough to get their hair standing up on the back of their neck.
Yeah. And everybody else in the stands too. They watch these little guys get with it, and it's exciting.
And they do. And they, you know, like I said, I love all forms of motorsports. It scares me to death to see these little kids on motorcycles. To me, that just scares me because I mean, you could really get hurt on a motorcycle.
Yeah, I tend to like the four wheels myself.
I do too, and I like being a cage. I like sheet metal. You know
exactly.
So that is awesome. So you came up with the Little Heathens.
Yeah, it's just kind of fit the.
That's because kids could be heathens.
The profile. I have a buddy of mine, Stoney. He's involved with Barona. He does a lot of the grooming of the tracks and stuff, and with the Salazar family that run Barona.
Sure.
And and he would always call them Little Heathens when they were out at his track. So the name kind of stuck, and we kind of ran with it.
I think it's cute.
It's kind of a cool name. Yeah, we like it.
I know.
Yeah.
So, Jaden, since you're getting a new car, and that's got to be built, of course, are you taking sponsors from the old car onto this car, or are you out looking for new sponsors?
Yeah, we'll take the new sponsors, but I mean, we're open up to any new sponsors as well.
Right. And who have you got right now?
Well, we have AdFab Graphics wrapping the cars. We have Team Hall Racing. We sponsor them. They sponsor us. Their driver, Mikey Hall.
Uh-huh.
I've watched him from when I was little. He kind of inspired me to get into racing.
Gotcha.
He drives a Dwarf at Barona.
Okay.
Yeah, they sponsor us. Of course, Budget Grading, Little Heathens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and you're always looking for more. And I think, you know, the key to you, you're extremely well-spoken. So any sponsor that looks for a good representation of their business and company, you'd be perfect. I mean, you could take your car to their business. You could put it out front. you know, get on, I don't know if you do Facebook or social media at this point in time. Yes, no?
Yes, okay. Yeah. That would be.
But you got to have it. I mean, you know, really, it's no. I mean, it's a good way to go because, again, it's just another form of advertising. So, with that being said, how does somebody find you on social media?
Well, my mom has social media set up.
Good. Yeah. So, what's the address?
Sherry Medina.
Okay. And then it just goes to that, and then there's a link, and then all your race stuff's on there.
Yep.
And that's Sherry with a S-H-E-R-I. Pretty good.
M-E-D-I-N-A.
Yeah. Yeah, your mom's wonderful on radio, and she's bobbing her head.
Yes.
But that's okay. She doesn't have a microphone over there. I don't know how you ended up with two, but that's another story. So, going in, so best thing to do is just go to that to talk about sponsorships?
Yes.
Yeah. Because we're done at Barona. Are you doing any more racing at all the rest of the year?
No, there might be some fairs coming up, but other than that, not at the moment.
Okay, so mainly what you're going to be doing is working on the car?
Yes.
You're going to start, tear it all apart, put it all back together?
Well, we're going to buy a junior sprint, which is already all built.
Oh, that's good. So mm-hmm. You don't have to do
we'll
that.
We'll have to do a little work on it, wrap it, but.
Well, then I guess you got to kind of set it up to your driving styles, because that car is going to have different adjustments.
Yes.
Than the old car. Mm-hmm. And how is that communication skill go between, I guess, you and your dad, because your dad's a crew chief, right? Or the.
Yes.
Yeah. How has that relationship been? I mean, because, you know, like if he says, well, how's it handling? You can't say, I don't know. No. It doesn't fly, right?
Yeah.
So how is that education system going?
Well, because he teaches me how to make my marks out on the track. And if the track's like graded differently, if there's certain spots, I'll let him know how it's handling in that area.
So you actually go out ahead of time, walk the track, and then put either marks on the walls or on the ground?
No, like, so when we're in the heat race,
uh-huh.
It's like a qualifying, three laps, and right. I'll let him know how the car's handling then. He gotcha. Can make his adjustments in between.
So in other words, if you go into turn one and it nose plows or it kicks the tail end out too hard,
yes.
Then you just go and you explain that to him. And that's seat time. That's all that is. I mean, because he can't tell you what you're feeling. You have to be able to drive by your seat of your pants and then explain it to dad, this is what it's doing. Because it could be air pressure.
Yes.
You know, you can move the air around on all four tires and wheels. I mean, you can always tell when he's mad at you when it goes into the turn and it won't turn because he's got the air all jacked up, you know, because you didn't pay attention to the last thing he told you.
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be great. And the nice thing about this class you're getting into, I mean, if you take care of your equipment, you can run all season.
Yes. Not,
you know, as long as you don't tear nothing up or mm-hmm. Get upside down.
Yeah, our car, until the last race when I rolled it, was in fairly good shape for the whole season.
Yeah. And I think, again, that comes from your dad explaining to you, you know, you don't want to be a Robbie Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I love Robbie Gordon to death, but he crashes everything he drives. I mean, I'm telling you, he can't even go to Costco without crashing. I mean, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
He's got his right foot is as big as his table. But that's always been his mentality, and most of his equipment never can handle the abuse that he puts through. And his dad was never like that, so I never understood how he, unless he just wanted to win so bad that he just threw.
He might have took after his mom. You don't know.
Okay, that's 1-800-PROBLEMS to the guy over here. 1-800-PROBLEMS, that's not me. So the season's a little way away. Now, you're going to be able to get this car and throw it on your little track out back just to get a little edge, huh?
Yes.
Now, what motor's in that one?
Well, it's a Predator motor.
Okay. All right.
212 Predator.
Okay. What do you think straightaway speeds are? And again, that means nothing. It's all about how you're getting around the track.
About 40.
Yeah.
A little over 40.
That'll get your hair curly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're out there with a whole bunch of other fun. See, that's the thing that always got me. I mean... Randy Waitman. I don't know if you know Randy.
Oh, yeah. I know Randy.
Well, he let me take his whatever it was.
He has a
460 or?
Yeah, it's a 360.
360. And he let me take it out to Barona. You know, by the way, grab your mic and you can turn it.
Okay.
Just twist it down.
There we go.
There we go. So he let me take it out. And I said, well, I'll do it on two conditions. One, if I break it, I don't buy it. And two, I go by myself. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know how you do it with all those other people out there. I mean, that's just crazy, you know? But that's good, though. You know, it's working out for you.
Yep.
So you're just going to keep doing this as long as you can do it?
I'm hoping so. I like racing.
Yeah. So that's, Yeah, and you got to learn the art of racing. It's not just racing. You got to learn the art. You know, like your dad is explaining to you. You know, you got to understand for every action, there's a reaction, and why if you turn this nut and bolt one way, and it's going to do this, and turn it the other way.
Yeah.
So you're starting to learn to work on the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, isn't that a spec class? I mean, you can't do anything to the motor, can you?
There's certain specs that you can have, certain jets in the carburetor, certain you know, crank sizes, cam sizes, valve sizes.
Really? So
there is. We have the motor builder, Jim Perkins, that did. Matter of fact, all three of our classes for our minis were won in Ramona by our team.
Kind of the Ed Hale of Verona.
Pretty much. This guy's really good at what he does, and his motors last, you know, pretty much the whole season.
Wow.
So, we're grateful to have him on board to, you know, to build our motors. It really made a big difference.
Does he let you see you when he's building the motors?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that.
He just has Sherry buy the parts, and then he says, hey, bring them over.
Sherry, give me some more money. Step on her foot and her purse. Okay. Right, what's up with that?
But his youngest son won the sportsman's class, and then Jaden won the masters, and then Caleb won the junior sprint.
Wow. That had to be a real happy party at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah. It was great. You know, everybody had a good time. And being from Ramona, we have a lot of Ramona people showed up there, you know, for that last race. Sure. And they really enjoyed watching that.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break. We got another guest calling in from Paris Auto Speedway. And it is Christy Jordan. And she's doing a Stagger _52 podcast. And I think she's a racer as well. So
awesome.
We'll talk to her as well right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Go to www.parisautospeedway.com. One fast half-mile dirt track, actually clay. And if you've never been to Paris, totally missed out. You've got to go. There's a couple more races left. Go to the website. Check it out. Right now we got Christy Jordan. Hey, Christy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So what is this Stagger _52 podcast you're doing?
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Well, thanks for having me on, and thanks for asking. I am going around talking to as many people as I can that are involved in racing, and that's the drivers, the crew, the fans, the flag people, the scorekeepers, the push truck drivers, you name it, and bringing their story, their racing story and what racing means to them, to listeners. And I'm doing that once a week for 52 weeks, hence Stagger 52.
Got it.
And it's just been a blast. It's been amazing. And I was inspired to do it for a lot of reasons, one of which I'm trying to capture the attention of filmmaker Ron Howard because I want to get a movie made about open wheel racing. But also just over the years, I've been going to the races for, gosh, over 20 years. And it doesn't matter who I talk to, what aspect they have to do with racing, whether they're a fan, like I mentioned, or a driver on the crew or a family member, is there's one thing that brings them to the races every Saturday night or any other night, and that is the family aspect, the magic of the sport. And I just don't know that there's any other sport that really captures it like that. I mean, it's a risky sport, and I wanted to start this podcast to really highlight that and explore it and tell that story. So that is the reason for Stagger 52, the podcast.
Well, I might have something you'll like. Have you seen the new movie, Rapid Response?
No, I have not.
Well, I know the author of the book, and I know the producer.
Ooh, okay. And
yeah, so you have, do you have my email address?
No, I don't.
It's stall, like where you put a horse, STALLD for David, at cox.net. Send me an email, and I'll hook you up with the producer, And what their show was a documentary on safety within the open wheel community.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it goes all the way back to IndyCar back in the day when there was no safety. And he's really big on looking for things to do in the automotive world from a documentary racing world. So you might be able to at least put the two and two together.
That would be wonderful. So, that would be fabulous. You just gave me chills. Thank you for that.
Well, but that's kind of why I do what I do. So do you race at all, or have you raced?
I do not race. I mean, when I was younger, I raced mountain bikes. But no, I have not done any auto racing. I come by racing through the Pankratz family.
Wally Pankratz?
Right, through Randy Pankratz. So I've come into the family, and so that's been my experience. Proving my point even more, that I had zero knowledge of racing. I mean, I grew up near Santa Maria Speedway, where, you know, I had friends in high school. We'd go every so often and you know, watch the hobby stocks or what have you in high school. But I didn't really know about this culture. And so when I met the Pankratzes and I started to go to the races, I was like, oh my God, this is addictive. I mean, this is a huge thing. These people, I mean, they're like family. I mean, even if they don't like each other on the track, or they don't even race in the same division or what have you, I mean, they're a family, and it's amazing to me. So I got addicted right away. I mean, I'm at the racetrack every weekend, and I've been in a race car. I've been in one of Wally's Ford Focus cars, but I have never raced, no. But I do know it's addictive.
Well, sitting in studio with me is Jaden Medina, and he races. He's 13 years old.
Wow.
And I got him and his mom and his dad in here. And that's one of the things I do, is I try to bring young drivers, bring them in, explain to them, you know, how they get into the sport. And the best common denominator is every one of them have got a straight-A student, got a straight-A grades.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, either that or you get the car taken away from you, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's a pretty powerful motivator, I would think.
And every one of these drivers that I interview, and I have no problem saying it in front of Jaden, is that they are just perfect citizens. I mean, they're polite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they talk to you, they look you dead in the eye. You know, if they don't have an answer, they don't have an answer. But if they do, and it's usually pretty articulate. You know, when they tell you, like we were talking about setup, and because he's getting into a new dwarf car. He was the 2019 Mini Dwarf Masters champion last year.
Congratulations.
But his head's not all fat. He's not all that. You know, he's looking forward to get into racing next year. But the biggest support factor is his mom and his dad. His dad, I think he works for budget grading.
Owner.
So he's got a big old tractor, and he made him cut himself a track in his backyard. And now
that's awesome. Do it and invite everybody.
Well, that's funny. You should say that. And they've had to add flags due to an incident, but we won't go there.
Right. Yeah,
but
we don't have to.
You're falling into a really amazing lifestyle when you really get down and drive. Have you been to Barona?
I have not.
We got to take you to Barona.
Yes, and I want to go. But what in talking to, you know, what you were just saying, talking to that young man, Jaden, I ask every person that I interview on my podcast, what has racing taught them?
Mm-hmm.
And what life lessons has it taught them? And, you know, they can all be different, but they all are in the same theme of be a good person,
yeah.
Work ethic.
Right.
You know, don't take anything for granted, be humble, all these things that are really, really important, which I think that if you're not in racing and you see somebody that's in racing, you think, oh, they must think that they're all that because they're a race car driver or what have you. And maybe some of them do, but not any of the ones, you know, that I've really met. I mean, I'm talking to people. I just talked to Austin Williams last week, and I'm talked to Brody Roa, and these are guys that are, you know, racing and doing really well, yeah. And they are just the nicest, most humble, sit down, shake your hand, offer you something to drink,
yeah.
Mild-mannered guys, and I just think that's awesome.
So you're doing 52 weeks of podcasting called,
yep,
Stagger_52.
Actually, and so you can, yes, exactly. And we're on Podbean, which is a free app. That's another thing, is this is all free, so you don't have to pay to listen to it. And I have an Instagram called Stagger the Movie, which is, and I put a link in that, so you can follow me on Instagram at Stagger_the Movie. And or you can just search my name, Christy Jordan. But yeah, the podcast is Stagger 52, and we are in week 19 of the 52 weeks. So
yeah, how do young drivers, male and female, get on your show?
Well, reach out to me. So I'm going to bet that these folks have Instagram.
Yes.
And so Stagger the Movie, just send me a DM, a direct message on there, and also my emails on there as well. And they can just email me or send me a direct message, and I would be glad to have them on the show, because that's what it's all about. And we go to them. I mean, we don't do any of our interviews at the track, because right. that's not where I want to do it.
Right.
I usually
right.
go to the shop, and we drive all over. So,
so
I want intimate interviews.
Stagger the Movie.
Yes.
On Instagram.
Yes.
Okay. So where are you based at? How far will you go south? How far will you go north?
As far as it, I went as far as Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay,
so,
that'll work. Where are you based at?
Atascadero, California, which is just north of San Luis Obispo, north okay. of Santa Barbara. Yeah. And so we go south a lot. That's where a lot of the Western States drivers are right. that I've been interviewing and crews and folks are. We will be up... Placerville, there's a show coming up next month. I know we'll be there for a couple of days, so we'll be up in Placerville interviewing some people. Yeah, so you reach out to me, okay. we set it up, and I'll come to you. And I usually do two or three interviews a weekend and
sure.
try to get people around there, and that's what we do.
So do you interview kids, adults?
Everybody.
Everybody, okay.
If you're in racing, I mean, if you absolutely.
Okay.
It's anybody and everybody in racing.
And it's all form, NHRA, drifting.
You've got it. Yep. Okay. Yes, exactly.
So
I mean, my heart, my passion is open wheel.
Right,
it's definitely not just to that racing broad spectrum.
Okay. You have to go find, what was the name of the book? I just got done saying. Rapid Response.
Okay.
And there's trailers and everything. If you have an opportunity to see the movie, it's really, if you're an open wheel fan, it'll shed some serious light on
okay.
that. So you're in what show now? 19?
Yes. We're releasing 19 to tomorrow, and that's Brody Roa. So you can hear an interview with him.
He is such a great guy.
He is. I just met him. And that's another great thing. I don't get to, you know, just because there's so many racetracks, well, there needs to be more in California, I think, in my opinion, but right. I don't always get to meet these people because I'm at another racetrack,
sure.
You know, where the midgets are. So if you're a sprint car driver and they're not racing at the same track, I don't get to know you, even though I know your name. So that's another great part of this project is I get to meet all these people.
Right. And there's so many forms, and when if you start really digging into the kids' end of it, you know, the beginning of these careers, oh my goodness, you will be just thrilled to death. You get these little five-year-olds, you know, that can only go 20 miles an hour, and they got this 5,000-pound helmet on, and they can barely stand up because they're tipping side to side, but get them behind the wheel, and look out, girl.
I know. And that is really important because the youth, I mean, they're getting into racing now. We need them and want them because we want this sport to
grow.
Stay alive.
Yeah.
And we want the fans.
Yep.
And, you know, we want to get the fans as young as we can, which is another reason why I want to make this movie,
sure.
is to show people that it's not just a bunch of people driving around really fast in a circle or really fast around a track or whatever.
It's
the passion of the sport, and it's a family, and it teaches good life skills.
There you go.
And it's a good thing. So absolutely, the youth, where it's at, have to reach them, want to reach them, will reach them.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it, because I feel like I'm the only guy on the island. Nobody else does well, I call it Racer Radio, that, you know, really tries to cover, and I cover all forms of motorsports.
Right.
You know, I mean, I can, I mean, I, drifting, drag racing, circle track, dirt, asphalt, go-karts, I don't care.
Right.
And that's probably why I do 5 hours of radio every Sunday.
Wow.
And it's still not enough.
I know.
It's never, never enough. All right, kids. So if they go to Instagram, give the address one more time.
Stagger the Movie on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll find me, Christy Jordan.
All right, Christy.
Follow me. Let's, yeah, and send me a direct message. And I am just looking forward to interviewing anybody and everybody that has to do with racing.
Well, if you ever get into the San Diego area, you're more than welcome to come down some Sunday on in studio, and we could have some fun.
I will take you up on it.
All right, kiddo. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jaden some more, because he's just got all jazzed up by talking to this lady, Christy. So we'll see what he's got to say right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170. The Answer. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170. The Answer. This segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. Right over there at 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net, and Hose Specialties. If you're looking for those underhood braided lines for fuel and water, then that's where you need to go. Call Trick Plumbing, HoseSpecialties.com, HoseSpecialties.com. All right, we're back with the 2019 champion in the Mini Dwarf Masters Series, one of the Little Heathen drivers. And a real special thanks to Budget Grading, Victory Graphics?
AdFab and Victory Graphics all involved. Yeah. They're involved in our family.
And then Chant, was it Team Hall Celebration?
Team Hall Racing.
Oh, AdFab. That's AdFab. Your vibe. Mm-hmm.
That's our, yeah. That's our guy.
And Jason is, I mean, Jaden is, well, he's getting up in age. He's 13, you know, he's starting to look at Social Security. No, I'm only kidding. So your career has been really pretty good from the start until today, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
How many races have you won, would you say?
I've won 8 races.
Wow.
Total.
And you've been racing how many years?
Maybe I've been racing at Barona for 2 years, but overall about 3 years.
3 years. And he's got how many championships? My goodness. Told you got the talent, right? Must be the Cheerios. So you're getting ready to run a dwarf car next year, looking for sponsorship.
Well, I have to be 15 to drive the dwarf car.
So what are you going to do next year?
Junior sprint and my mini dwarf.
Oh, the mini dwarf. Okay, great. But you bought a dwarf and you're going to start working on that, or?
Yes, we're going to start practicing at my house. Bring it Friday when the new season starts. Sure. To practice before
the
race.
Practice, practice, practice. Never go to bed. Practice, practice.
Yes.
Well, good. See, if you tell me you won't have to do chores, right?
Well, I'll still have to do chores, of course.
I just thought I'd throw that out there because I know how that goes. So, my gosh, you've only been racing 3 years. That's just crazy. And to win 8 races, your first championship.
Yes.
And that's going to be splattered all over your car next year, I have a funny feeling. Well, if you don't, I mean, no one else is going to brag on you. You need to do it yourself. And, you know, just don't want to be arrogant. Just want to be proud, you know, because let's face it, you worked your tail off to get it, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
It didn't, and nobody handed it to you.
No, it was a big battle between the other cars.
Yeah, because I think towards the end of the season, it was close, I think, right up to the last race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Second to last race. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that could be stressful.
Yeah, it was a lot of pressure on some of the races, but I carried myself through it.
Have you learned to deal with the pressure? Have you been able to kind of try to turn that off when it starts to creep up on you?
Yes. Pretty much all the pressure just goes right out the door when the race starts.
As soon as that engine starts, right?
Yep.
You go, okay. Just remember to breathe. Just remember to breathe. But, yeah, no, I'm telling you. So, you're going to double duty it next year.
Yes, mini dwarf and a junior sprint.
So, that's going to be kind of interesting. Dad's going to be busy, huh?
Yes.
How big is your crew?
Well, 3 people.
Yeah, who are they? You know?
My dad, my mom.
And you.
And me, yeah.
It's the crew.
No, we have Jeff Guthrie's on board. Actually, he's going to be helping with the June sprint next year.
Good.
Because we're going to have to be jumping in one and then out on the other. And we have people that come in throughout, you know, the racing season. Yeah, a lot, actually. They're helpful, you know. Whatever it is, they're ready to jump in.
Sure.
And it's like racing family again, like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I know. And you guys go out, you win together, you lose together, and you lose and win together. I mean, there's not, it's Jaden's fault, or it's your fault, or it's mom's fault. Well, you never say anything about mom, right?
Never.
No. That's the lady's got the checkbook.
That's right.
Got to keep her as happy as we can. And if you haven't heard this one before, happy wife, happy life. Nothing rhymes with husband. I mean, I have looked and looked. There is nothing that rhymes with husband. So always remember that. Keep the lady happy and you'll be golden. So what color is your car?
It's white and green for the company colors, budget grading.
I was going to say, you know, green used to be bad luck in motorsports.
But really?
Yeah. Back in the day, right, Pops?
Back in the day, not now.
Way back.
But
that was when they didn't know. You know, they didn't know. Those are the guys who would put their socks on left foot first for their whole career, thinking that that's what caused them to win. But nah. Yeah. So what's your number?
03.
Any reason for 03?
Well, at first, there was two of my friends, and they were 01, 02, and 03, but then they stopped racing when I started, so.
So you just kept the number?
Kept the number, because.
Well, I'm a big Dale Earnhardt fan, and I live in Alpine, and there's three houses on my road, and I'm the third house. So if I ever email you, I'll sign my name, and then ... Because I have a shrine. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And I went down and had a city sign made that says Earnhardt Lane, and I bolted it to my fence because it's an easement road and there's no name on it. So whenever you come up, you go, oh, they're Earnhardt Lane. Yeah. But, and I always like to find out why people come up with numbers. You know, you know, sometimes it's their favorite number, or they, you know, they like the way it looked. You know, when I raced, it was 34. I just, for something about 34, I don't know what it is. I mean, maybe you feel the same way when you see 03. It's just,
yes.
you know it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool. Well, I tell you, this has been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed having you in. You're always welcome to come down.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You're more than happy to, when you're looking for sponsors, to say, hey, you know, if you want to come down and get on radio, and we're going to definitely get you in the car, especially with the championship.
Yes.
On KUSI, hopefully here in the near future. Wait a minute. You rolled it. What kind of shape's it in?
We'll get it fixed.
You'll pound out all the... You can leave it all bent up. I don't... No. No, because we want your advertisers and everybody to make sure that thing is looking spiffy.
Yes, it'll be perfect.
All right. So what? How do people get a hold of you if they want to sponsor you?
You could go through Facebook, Sherry Medina.
Okay. And that's S-H-E-R-I.
M-E-D-I-N-A.
M-E-D-I-N-A. And any amount of money is fine.
Yes.
Penny to a million. You're
we'll
perfectly
take
okay
anything.
With it. Take a food sponsor, you know, and I haven't got anybody to go do it yet. Go to Antonelli's in El Cajon or Lakeside. Are they Lakeside?
Might be Lakeside.
They used to sponsor everybody at Cajon Speedway, and there's nothing better than having a food sponsor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That way mom doesn't have to sit there and make all the food prior to the race. So you get Antonelli's on the side of your car. Somebody's got to go over there and talk to those people. I'm telling you, there'll be more than I'm sure that because they're out of it ever since Cajon Speedway went away. But I'm looking forward to following your career. And next year, I'll make you a promise. After every race, you need to call me up and let me know how you did.
Yes.
Good, bad, or indifferent. If you lose, you lose. I mean, I don't want to hear you not calling me because you lost. I want to hear when you did good and want to hear when you did bad. And I think if you get in the habit of calling me, by you and I talking about the event. I know your dad and you get together and talk about it, but when you talk to a perfect stranger, you know, and you know, the things that come out of it, it'll just help you for that next race and that next race. And then once you get to NASCAR or the Chili Bowl or wherever you end up going, you'll be so used to being interviewed. It'll be a walk in the park because I'm telling you, there's guys and girls right now in the motorsport community that cannot interview. They don't not. I always use the one with Ward Burton and Jeff Burton from NASCAR. You know why Ward Burton isn't in NASCAR or doesn't drive anymore?
No.
Because my name is Ward Burton. I drive NASCAR. I drive NASCAR for 2 years. And the advertiser said, what the hell did he just say? What did he just say? But Jeff, who couldn't drive as good as his brother, could talk, just talks, you know, normally, and he's got the gig.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you do very well. I can tell you right now, out of all the kids I've interviewed, you're right up there in the top.
Thank you.
And it's not anything anybody taught you. You know, I can tell by the way you talk and the way you look. One, you're probably pretty sharp if you're getting A's and B's. So, you know, it comes by you somewhat natural. So, well, I just want you to have a lot of fun. And how many weeks have you got to wait? How many weeks do you have to wait before the first race?
Terrible. The season just ended.
I know. That's what I'm saying. How many weeks? You have a calendar, start marking the days off. But it's nice that budget grading was nice enough to cut a track in your backyard.
Yeah.
Just for the hell of it, go home and have him do a road course. Dude, road courses are the bomb, man. Got to go left and right. You could probably do that, huh?
Oh, we have 5 acres up there, so we're working on all kinds of stuff.
Just don't tell anybody. Shh. Keep it quiet.
Okay. We'll invite you up. How's
that? Oh, gee, that's all I need, man. I'd be hooked like a dog.
We'll put you in something.
I'll put myself in something. Yeah, I love it doing it. All right. So with that being said, I think we're just, what do we got? A couple minutes? 2 minutes? We got a stretch for 2 minutes. We should talk to Mom, huh? Put her on radio. Look at that. You see how she just jumped about an eighth of an inch? But, you know, again, it's really, and you're absolutely right. It's really family. Not just immediate family, it's track family, you know. And I think that's, if people could understand that, if they would go to Barona just one time, it's what, $12 to get in for adults?
Yeah, you could pay a little bit more money and get into the pit area, which I would recommend just walking around. And you would walk around there, and you wouldn't be long before somebody would actually stop you and talk to you.
Yeah.
About just, you know, hey, who are you? Or, you know, who are you looking for? Are you, can we help you find somebody you're looking for? I mean, that's the kind of people they are.
Yeah, or you end up with a wrench or a rag.
You could do that, too.
Because there is that problem. And I keep telling the Salazars, you need signs. You need street signs. I got lost up there first time I went, and I almost drove on the track in a Toyota MR2.
They've done a lot to that track in the last year or 2 years. You know, we've seen a change, and it's helped everybody.
Still 1950s-style racing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's old school.
And that's positive as you could possibly imagine, because it's family, it's fun. It's not overly expensive. Parking is free. If you could bring a motorhome up or a tent, as long as you're self-contained, you can spend the night, wake up with a beautiful sunrise. Somebody's going to spend the night and start cooking, so you can get somebody to cook you breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it's, if you don't go, you're missing out, folks. And it's right here in our own backyard. And we lost Cajon Speedway because we didn't support it. We can't let Barona go anywhere. Thank goodness for the Barona Indian Tribe. If it wasn't for them, and the Salazar
family, including their mom, their brothers are there, the whole family.
Never seen anybody work so hard for such little recognition. Yep. But the way you can help them out is get your butt to the track. All right, guys, thank you very much. It's been fun. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio, but don't go anywhere. Gun Sports Radio is coming up next right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer.
Good job. Keep smiling
until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.